Stephen, you're with me in the studio now. Great to see you.
Hello, Stephen.
Thank you for making the trip, but from Lowestoft, always good to see you. And congratulations on your 20th birthday.
Thank you very much. I know it's an old joke, but some people say you get less for murder.
Take us back to when you helped form the club 20 years ago.
Well, it was put together by me and a very good tennis saxophonist who comes from Lowestoft as well, Dave Ingham, back in 1996. We both decided to do a little gig, just a one-off gig of our own music, and it got such a good response that the idea was put forward, oh, what about if you have a regular jazz gig here in Lowestoft and try and make it as high quality as possible? And from there, the jazz club was formed in October 1996, last century.
And where was that?
It was at the Marquess of Lorne pub, the back room there, and that stayed there for a number of years. And the club over the last 20 years has been in two or three different venues, but the last 10 years it's been at the Hatfield Hotel in Lowestoft on the Esplanade there.
And you've had some really big names down the decades.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's some... you know, if you're not into jazz, if you're listening to this and you're not into jazz, especially jazz in this country, these probably mean absolutely nothing to you. But I mean, Jack Parnell played at the club a number of times. Jack was great. Peter King has played there. Michael Garrick played there. Alan, of course, has played, and Don have played in the past. Jim Mullen has played. A number of, you know, quite big names in the UK jazz scene. And also some more unknown people or lesser known people who have become more well known later on.
Yeah, you specialise in bringing some really exciting new acts to Lowestoft from time to time.
Oh yes, yeah. The point of the club is not to have one type of jazz. I mean, it's a bit like when you talk to people about pop music. Nobody thinks there's one type of pop music. Yet some people do think there's just one type of jazz, so there's this stuff they don't like and there's this stuff they do like. It's so varied, it's so many branches of one tree, that we try and make sure that every month there's a different type of jazz, but it's always high quality. Sometimes it's people who are local, East Anglian based, sometimes it's people from away. International names sometimes as well, but it always changes. So this month there might be a much more contemporary band playing their own things, and next month it might be a swinging big band. You don't know, but something will come along that you'll like.
And by and large, is the club well supported?
Yeah, no. Over the years, it's built up a following of people who will come no matter what, and also I would say a very well informed. Kind of audience, people who really do listen. And one of the things that players from London and away who come to Lowestoft say is, "Cool, your audiences are very quiet. They don't talk a lot in the gig because it's a listening gig. It's really designed to showcase these amazing musicians who, to be honest, don't have much look in on much other media really.
So not too much whooping and hollering from the crowd.
Well." If the band's really, really good, we don't try to dampen down on that. But you know, people are not going to be talking about what they had for their lunch over a wonderful, you know, alto saxophone solo.
And you've got two of the greats, haven't you? On Sunday, the 2nd of October, Sunday week, your 20th birthday concert, Don Weller and Alan Barnes. And Alan Barnes, what a raconteur, too.
Oh, he's fantastic. I mean, he could be a professional stand-up comedian. He is so funny and so quick. Alan is a really wonderful saxophonist. He plays, you know, alto, baritone sax, and he plays clarinet as well, fantastically well. A good writer. You know, anybody who's been to one of Alan's gigs knows the quality of his playing, of his music. And Don has been around even longer. Don's been around since, you know, the 60s, and has such an individual sound. You know, when you hear him play, he's one of those people where if you hear him play a couple of bars, you know that's him playing. But on top of that, you've got them both playing together, and they don't really do that very often. It's quite a rare event.
We've just heard some music from a CD that the Don Weller Big Band recorded live a few years ago now. And what a lineup on that album. Art Thiemann, Mornington Lockett, Peter King, you mentioned earlier, has been to the club. I'd imagine some of these have been as well.
Yeah, a great list there. Yeah, a number of those players have been up. Art Thiemann has been up at the club in the past. Gerard Presenza was there. Actually, a local fact here. Anybody who remembers... who I would consider actually a genius pianist, Pete Jacobson, who was living, I think, in Colchester, somewhere in Essex. Pete played with a very young Gerard Presenza there. So all these people, Henry Lowther has played at the club as well. So many of them have been there over the years. But these are the bread and butter gigs that they do around the country. These people don't earn lots of money. They are wonderful musicians, and sometimes it seems that the music is enough, hopefully.
Another of your favourites at the club is Nigel Price, and he's back with you very soon.
Well, anybody who's a guitarist, I'm a guitarist, Nigel's a very scary player. he is a really amazing guitarist, and especially if you're into a kind of 1960s Blue Note, Wes Montgomery, Kenny Burrell, George Benson type of player. He's in that mould, and he is amazing, and he has this organ trio which has Ross Stanley playing a real Hammond organ that we have to hoik down the steps there and on a Hammond organ, and Matt Holm on drums, and they are an amazing band.
My guest on tonight's programme, in this hour of the programme, my music guest is Stephen Minot, who runs the Milestones Jazz Club in Lowestoft. Stephen, some wonderful music before that travel news from the Nigel Price Organ Trio. When are they coming back to Lowestoft?
They're coming back up on Sunday the 6th of November. It's always the first Sunday of the month, and that's the November gig, 6th of November. And they've also got a special guest with them, so there'll be four people playing. There's Alex Garner, who's a wonderful tenor player, tenor saxophonist, who's usually resident at Ronnie Scott's.
So, good bill coming up. What else have you got lined up? Christmas special?
Well, I'm hoping, although I haven't heard back from them yet. Yes, I'm talking to you through the airwaves. I'm hoping to hear back from Horn Factory, who are a big band, I think 18-piece big band, who are based in Ipswich, players from the area. I'm hoping that they will be back in December, which will be December the 4th, and there's some bands coming up next year. Oh, off the top of my head, I know that Nick Mayer and Pete Oxley, who are a guitar duo, are coming back up in, I think, March, the first Sunday in March. Nick Mayer is the other guitarist with Jeff Beck's band.
That's, you know, not a bad pedigree, is it?
You know, these are the people who are gigging around, and you can see at Milestones. You know, when he's not playing in a little room in Lowestoft, he's around America with Jeff Beck.
And you gather the first Sunday of each month at the Hatfield Hotel on the seafront in Lowestoft.
Yes, that's right, yeah. The doors are 8 o'clock, and the music starts about 8:30.
And your next one, as we mentioned earlier, is Don Weller and Alan Barnes, backed by the excellent Chris Ingham Trio, on Sunday the 2nd of October, and admission to that is just £10.
Yeah, £10. I mean, to see those two playing together, it really is nothing.
We'll have a very happy 20th birthday concert as far as that's concerned.
So we need to get more people need to put on live music.
They do, and more people need to support that live music.
Yeah, there is nothing like live music. I know people say, oh, I don't like that type of music, but unless you've heard a really good band playing it live, and you've felt the force of that music, whether it be jazz or whether it be a classical orchestra, whether it be a metal band, whoever it is, then you really never get the idea of what that music is, how it can affect you.
And I know that we both have concerns that the jazz audience isn't being replenished.
Yeah, there is. It does remind you of the old Frank Zappa joke, you know. Jazz isn't dead, it just smells a bit funny. You know, that feeling that sometimes it's the same people going to hear the same thing. But there are some gigs around where you do go and you see this group of younger people. But actually, more often not the players. Some of the best players around are people who will scare you, who are 18. And they're incredible players, and they seem to be steeped in a jazz tradition. But the audience, we do need to make sure that as many different people come along to the jazz gigs. You get something out of live music you don't out of a CD, however good the CD is.
Stephen, it's been great catching up with you again. Thanks again for popping in.
Thanks for inviting me.